Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program tonight is brought to you and sponsored by Portal to Ascension. That is an online university that brings webinars, forums on all sorts of topics like UFO disclosure, spiritual awakening, transformation. I'll be talking to the founder of that company, Neil Gore, right after this song by Duke Williams and the Extremes, Night Before the Future.
Take it away, or did you think you better off staying in bed and not doing a thing but relaxing your head? Just remember, the things you see might not quite be your own reality. The dimensions exist within the inner, and then you know you're just a beginner. Because life just starts, and when it ends, it turns around and then it bends.
That was Duke Williams and the Extremes, their song Night Before the Future. And I am back and ready to talk to Neil Gore, Portal to Ascension. Thanks, Neil, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I think it's pretty amazing what you've created just in the last few years. You're sort of like the networking center for this whole conscious awakening movement. Why are you putting so much time into this? What is the key to Portal Ascension? What drives it?
Well, what drives it is the fact that this is the cutting edge information that can change the world. And ever since I was a kid, I always felt that there was something missing. And then as soon as I found that there's this whole other reality out there, this conscious reality, there's extraterrestrial, there's angels, there's other dimensions, I just kind of went into it full throttle. And every time I try to get back out of it and go back into the mainstream system, back to a financial advisor, as a web designer.
Oh, you were a financial advisor.
Something would always happen that would sabotage. I would self-sabotage myself in my job, or something would happen externally for me that would lead me back to coming to Portal to Ascension. And the last time that happened in 2008, when I left my job as a financial advisor, I just never went back to mainstream work. And since then, I've just been building and building, and we're creating a new industry for the new paradigm.
Well, just a brief overview of what Portal Ascension is. I described in the beginning of the show, but what is it that you do? I'm sure a lot of people listening have heard of it.
A quick summary is, well, 8 years ago when we started with small meditation events, all-day ancient alien conferences. And then in 2012, we had two big conferences, Cosmic Reunion and then Cosmic Reunion Fourth Density. Mm-hmm. Since then, we went entirely online. And for the last 3 years, we've created an online webinar platform where we have three webinars a month. Two webinars are workshops with individual speakers, like maybe William Henry or Stephen Greer would do a workshop. Mm-hmm. And one of them is an all-day conference on topics like sacred geometry online conference, mm-hmm. physics of the universe online conference, the truth of the Bible online conference, right? Fine-tuning niche awareness, right?
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, I just think it's great. You've gotten like the biggest names in the, what you call the consciousness movement to be part of your platform. So that's pretty exciting. You're networking with people who've been at this and creating, their whole public persona for, people have been at this for 20 years.
Yeah.
You're just coming in there and pulling it all together.
Yeah.
Which shows me they needed someone like you. We need someone like you to inform the public with this new technology.
Yeah. So it's what I've come to realize is I've created a service for consciousness presenters that they did not have, and they did not even know they needed.
Right.
So yes. I've created a way for I've always thought, like, when I used to do events with Dr. Dream in 2010, mm-hmm. it was like, oh, he shouldn't have to get the door at his events. He's the creative guy.
Right.
And so I started doing small things like getting the door, doing all these admin tasks. Mm-hmm. And then I realized like, well, all these presenters are really creative. They should not be dealing with the mundane of right. let me make the website. Let me get the flyer done. Let me get someone to get the door for me. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're taking over all management aspects and we're allowing the speaker to just be the speaker.
That is so good because, you know, I work with some speakers sometimes and a lot of them are – you know, they're doing their own administration and mm-hmm. they you're absolutely right. They don't need to do, they need someone like you to come in and say, I got it handled and boom, let's just, you do what you're good at as opposed to the other stuff. So you have some really big conferences coming up. This is really what I want people to know listening to this program. There's some huge events that Portal Ascension is doing. So the first one is the one coming up in January.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
So that's the Extraterrestrial Disclosure Online Summit. And we've done three of them. It's going to be our third one. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were going to do it every year, but it did so well in the beginning of last year. We did one in the middle of last year. So we did a three-day one was the first one. And then we did a four-day one, which mm-hmm. I think you were a part of both of them, actually.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, and then I realized 4 days is way too much.
It is a long time for people to listen, yeah.
Especially because I was sitting there the whole time for eight hours a day for 4 days.
It's
way
too much.
So I thought 2 days is still good, you know. So this time we're doing a two-day summit. And it's going to be more affordable now since it's not so much time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really fine-tuned because we're starting the year out with this. Like right now, we're in Austin right now and I'm doing Nassim Harriman's event, setting the precedence for what's to come next year.
Right.
The ET Disclosure one is setting the precedence for 2018 Disclosure. So we're going to be talking about it, discussing things, not only talking about what's happening with the government, but also, you know, the usual stuff, the spiritual connection to extraterrestrials and the relevance that has.
Right, so that is coming up on January 20th, beginning 2 days seminar. And who's in this again?
So we got
and this is Portal to Ascension. If you really want to, if you want to find out what is going to be coming up with the Portal to Ascension, which I think anyone listening to this program and this network, BBS Radio, is totally in tune with your ideas. So this is what Neil Gore, Portal Ascension, has coming up January 20th. This is called the UFO Disclosure, ET Disclosure.
The ET Disclosure, yep.
Yes.
So we have Grant Cameron, we have Nick Pope, Trisha McKinnon, Jordan Sather, Brad Johnson, David Hrotsky, and Devara Thunderbeat. And we also have Michael Schratt, who... he's in documentaries, he's in Serious Disclosure, he's in Unacknowledged, he's in other documentaries, mm-hmm. and he's a Black Ops whistleblower that has never done a presentation before like this. He's just been 5-minute clips and videos, mm-hmm. you know? Well, so he's going to do a presentation on it.
But let's just go through some of those people. Grant Cameron. Yeah, sure. I think Grant Cameron is one of the absolute finest researchers in the field. For a long time, he's been running a website about U.S. presidents and their relationships to UFOs, like who that, what they saw, what they publicly acknowledge, what's that called? UFOs in the White House, I think it was called.
White House UFO.
White House UFO. Grant Cameron, really brilliant. I think he'll be there on the first day. And then who else you have?
Nick Pope.
Nick Pope, former employee for the Ministry of Defense in England. And I saw Nick at a conference a while back and I was moderating a panel. I said, Nick, are there still secrets you haven't told us? He goes, yes. Mm-hmm. Nick still is covering up what the Department of Defense in the UK knows. And I said, Nick, okay, now it's time to release those secrets. But he wouldn't. He still has some stuff he's not sharing. But anyway, Nick's a great guy.
It's going to be really interesting to see his take on what's happened in the last 2 months because we haven't really heard from him in the last 2 months.
That's right. And if you're not aware, on was it December 15th or 16th?
16th.
December, 16th, the New York Times released an article profiling sort of a disclosure themselves from the U.S. Army admitting that they have UFOs on film. And that was a big first time if you look up that article, December 16th, New York Times, 2017. Mm-hmm. So who else is coming?
So, okay, then we have Trisha McCann.
Trisha McCann, good friend of mine. Actually, she mentioned me in her book, Angels and Extraterrestrials. What's she going to be talking about on this thing? Just an overview of the...
She's going to be talking about the overview of ETs from ancient past up until modern time.
Great, yes. Mm-hmm. She has a couple of books out there. And then who else you got now?
So the other ones are new people that aren't as well known. Jordan Sather, he has Destroying the Illusion, and he's an upcoming person that he does a video, gets 50,000 views on it, and he speaks on everything from Big Pharma to
spiritual. He's like a young millennial sort of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd like to host him too. Yeah.
He's really awesome.
Jordan Sather, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And
so then we have my good friend Brad Johnson, who kind of started Portal to Ascension out with us.
He did
a lot of events. Well, I started it, and then he was one of our first tours, and we went on tour, and we did like 100 events in like 2 years together. We were doing a lot of
events. You've done so many events, huh?
Yeah.
And you're expecting to do hundreds more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, from now up until October, we have 200 events scheduled.
200!
And those are from free events to online workshops to interviews to conferences to like everything. That's just everything that we have scheduled.
Wow. What keeps you going?
I love producing events. Like, I'm so good at it. And when I realized how good I am, then I'm almost like playing with my gift now.
Wow. You know? And you're successful too. A lot of people try to do this and it's like they don't have all the skills in place that you have to just like make it smooth and easy.
Yeah.
So on this upcoming ET Disclosure Conference, who else is going to be there?
Okay. Then we have Michael Schratt that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And so we have David Hrut. I don't even know how to say his last name because I spoke to him online. But it's Hrutsrokitsky.
David
Japanese last name.
Hrutowski.
Hrutowski.
He's Japanese?
Yeah. Oh. So he's half Japanese.
Okay.
So he has this new website called Galactic Channel, and he recently connected like a year or so ago and had this huge awakening experience and has been in contact with ETs, and I've had the conversations with this guy, and he's so genuine and sincere person that we're going to be showcasing him here for the first time. And he's created an online platform now where basically you sign up for as a membership and you get all the latest updates on Disclosure and things like that.
So, well, how'd you find him?
Amateo Ra, who's the guy who was my spiritual counsel.
Amateo Ra.
Yeah, he was he channels as well, but he's also a business coach for conscious businesses. He's the one who introduced me to him.
I see. And then you have Devora Thunderbeat.
Yeah.
Devora. Out of Sedona, I know her. What is she going to be talking about?
So she's an ET experiencer, so she's going to be telling her connections with extraterrestrials.
Mm.
So we're covering everything from Disclosure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Pope and Grant Cameron are two of the biggest people with that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're covering, you know, Black Ops. We're going into, like, actual person that worked for these Black Ops programs.
Which guy was the actual?
Michael Schratt.
Oh, he worked for Black Ops.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And we're actually doing a standalone webinar with him on 224
mm-hmm.
called Inside the Black World, which
mm-hmm.
goes in deep into the deep national security
really?
State and crafts. Like, it's probably going to be one of the best webinars we've ever done.
Wow. You know every interview, Mary Rodwell, do you know who she is?
Yeah, she was at one of our extraterrestrial disclosures.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Okay, no, she's great.
Yeah,
she has
like
some
her
good
a lot.
Information.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you going to say? Who else then?
So then...
Yeah.
No, that's it. I was going to say a little bit about Michael.
Oh, yeah.
So this time around, okay, so we have the Disclosure, we have the Black Ops, we have the ancient civilizations covered, and then we have the ET experiences, you know?
Right.
Like actual one-on-one contact with extraterrestrials and what they're saying to us.
Mm-hmm. Who would you love to get to some of your conferences that you maybe haven't reached yet, you know?
Oh, man, I have a list. But you know what? Like, I would say... I'm reaching them now. Like, okay, Graham Hancock and Asim Haramain were the last two people I wanted to contact,
right.
And I just got in hold of them a few months ago.
Right. And
so,
now you're doing something with them. But what about, like, some mainstream people, like, who's the guy?
Greg Braden I've always wanted to get. We did an interview with him, and it just hasn't worked out ever since then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But what about who's the guy who ran Hillary Clinton's campaign?
John Podesta?
Yeah, what
oh,
about getting
like
someone like that?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have my own personal beliefs on Podesta, but I would like to interview him regardless.
Well, what's your belief? I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's just because of all the stuff that I – the WikiLeaks emails about the Pizzagate stuff. You know
Yeah,
I mean?
I don't know about Pizzagate. I mean
– I don't really go into politics enough to really know the truth about it all. I just hear about it. So I'm just like – I would like to ask him and get some clarification.
And Tom DeLong, he's big now. I mean,
yeah,
would you like to get him? I mean, have you been looking to find him for
a
webinar?
I have a few people working for me, and they do reach out to speakers, and he's one of the people that
would be great. Because he really hasn't given like a formal press conference or presentation.
Right, right. Well, if we ever had him, we'd ask him the tough questions, you know?
What would be a tough question?
For example, go into detail about why you call it unidentified aerial threats.
Yeah.
Because he touches on it and no one ever questions him.
That's good. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Let us know what you really think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we need to find out.
And then I would even, if I had a few hours with him, I'd pull up his live stream. I'd pull up Joe Rogan's podcast. I would show him all the inconsistencies, and I'd ask him to explain them.
Oh, really? Yeah. What kind of inconsistencies?
Well, he said, we're making this craft. We're going to make this craft. We need to crowdfund it.
Tom DeLonge said this.
On the streaming thing, right? He said that we need your money to invest so we can
make this
stuff.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Yeah.
But then on Joe Rogan's show, he showed video footage of the craft that they said that they were going to make. And my theory is that they just want to disclose this, but they want to say it in a way we haven't done this yet. We're going to do it now, so help us out. However, most of the technology they're going to disclose has already been built.
Oh.
So it's a way to bring out technology that's already been built without being like, hey, we lied to you and took your money.
Oh.
But it's a twofer. It's like a bank bailout. They took our money first time and they used it for the projects, and now they're asking for our money again to disclose something that they already have, you know? So those are the questions I would like to get clarification on.
Right. There's still, even though disclosure seems to be happening, it's still a very complicated mess.
It seems
it's factions of the government working against each other. There's probably ET factions working against each other. There's probably, a lot of people being misled. People have said Tom DeLonge is just being used.
Yeah.
But even though he did say that the government would release something soon and it came out, maybe it's true, everything he's now talking about.
It's weird because I'm in between, because I do believe everything he's saying he's going to do, he's going to do. Mm-hmm. Because he would not be representing the government publicly and lying for them in the way that they say, I'm going to release this and not release it.
Yeah, but the thing that people don't like, and the thing that Grant Cameron brings up a lot, is that he talks only about negative ETs.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously, if there were negative ETs, the planet would be in a lot worse shape.
Yeah.
I don't think we could even classify ETs as positive and negative, good or bad.
Yeah,
something happening on a whole other level here that we like to put in human terms, good and bad. So, I think bringing it down to, I think that's the government saying something's bad is just trying to protect their hold on people's freedom, really, scaring people. And so anyway, but that's really exciting. So how do people register for that ET disclosure conference?
So all they have to do is go to portal2ascension.org, and it's the first event. So on the homepage, you'll see it, the first banner, the first event there, or you can go to upcoming webinars and go ahead and sign up.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, that's January. Then what else is coming up for you?
So for the whole of next year, we have our regularly scheduled programming, 3 webinars a month, right?
3 webinars a month?
Yeah.
Is there any sort of if people paid a certain price, they could be permanent Portal Ascension members?
Yeah. So we're actually relaunching our website. We have membership right now, but it's manually entered.
Right.
So we're relaunching 3 websites of 3 businesses under Portal Ascension umbrella January 2nd. Mm-hmm. And one of them is going to be relaunching the Portal Ascension website with a membership platform. Mm-hmm. Where you can sign up per quarterly, or you can sign up annually, and not only do you get access to every webinar we've ever done, just like Netflix back end, you log in, there's videos, categories, you can browse everything, you can browse by speaker, but you can also you also receive unlimited access to every single webinar while you're a member. So if you're an annual member, you get all the webinars for free for that entire year, and you get 5,000 hours of footage in our archives.
Wow. Yeah. So how much is a membership generally?
Membership is for a quarter, it's $155, which is around 50 something a month. And then for the year, it's $497, which comes out to 40 something a month.
Wow. And you're building such a great online presence, and you're also building a mailing list. So there's new events coming up.
And there's some people that actually purchase every webinar, and the discount on, if you purchase every webinar throughout the year, it'd come out to $2,500.
Really?
So you're getting $1,500 off, and you get every webinar and every event we've ever done
in the past.
So, yeah.
Do you get a lot? Can you see how many people go through those past events?
Yeah,
you get some good traffic on that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow. Wow. How did they sign up for the...
So you go to our website and just go to membership or sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me say this really quick. Mm-hmm. We actually have a free membership where we have around 200 hours of webinar footage for free. So you can, if you go and just sign up on our website, mm-hmm. you get free webinars. And every month we release an older webinar for free. So you're continuously getting updated webinars.
Wow. You're on top of a lot of major... stuff. I mean, there's a lot of like things you're just coordinating, and that's really exciting. So the other thing that you have, the big thing coming up is your live event. Now, is this the first time you're doing a live event?
So I did the two live events in 2012 and not on this scale, even though we had like 200 people on one, 300 the other one, but this one we're going to live stream it. And we're promoting it 10 months in advance.
Right.
You know, this is...
Well,
this
what
is
it that we're talking... What is it that... What will it look like, this live event?
So it's going to be the Portal to Ascension Conference, the first annual Portal to Ascension Conference.
First annual, okay.
And it's... From now until then, all those events we have, everything is going to be funneling. A flyer at every event. Thousands of people going to have it. Events all over the world. Everyone's going to know about this event. We've... I like to call it the biggest conscious collaboratory event that's ever happened.
Really?
Because I'm reaching out to every event producer. I'm inviting producers just to come and be my guest. I'm flying them in, and they're not even doing anything.
Like who? Who are you talking about?
Well, Ruben Langdon, Deborah Giusti.
You
know, Paula has her own thing going
on. You're flying these people in?
Yeah.
What, why?
Because everyone needs to be there. It's not just another event on the circuit.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's like, not just another event on the UFO circuit so that we can all just make money and pay our next bill. This event is the event to change everything. Like
This is the event that's going to change everything.
This is what I'm doing it for.
Like, wow.
So I'm going to be pushing it on so many levels with so many people helping me with this that a lot of people are coming just because they want to be a part of it because they know the intention behind the event.
So the event is then how will it look and where will it be? Like give us the real details.
Okay.
This.
So it's going to be at the Atrium Hotel in Irvine, California, right across the street from John Wayne Airport. It's the first hotel. It's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And we have the whole upper floor. We can accommodate up to 600 people. We have an outdoor balcony.
We expect 600 people there.
Yeah, we expect 600 people. And we're going to have around 15, maybe up to 20 vendors.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have a concert at night on the first night, a standalone concert with some amazing
musicians.
What day
are we talking about?
Saturday night.
What day? A date?
Okay. The date for the concert or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
October 5th, 6th, and 7th.
October 5th, 6th, or 7th, 2013. 2018, right. Coming up just about 10 months from now is going to be a huge gathering of all the major minds, I would say, in this ongoing awakening of planetary consciousness. And you're going to have the people from all aspects, like the UFOs, the spiritual people, the... you know,
sacred sexuality, evolution of consciousness,
sacred geometry,
nutrition, you know, like everything.
So who are you really excited about in this conference? Because this is, it'll be streamed, but you want people to show up there live.
Yeah.
Because the idea is like we need to network
with
each other.
It's going to be an experience. So we're going to deck out the whole entire place where you come in and you feel like you're in like a Moroccan living room.
Really?
You know, like really beautiful, really comfortable. We're going to have a concert in the exhibitor hall. We're going to have music play when people come out into the exhibitor hall. There's going to be little yoga stretches in between talks to keep the energy flowing. So it's really going to be something next level when you come in 10 person.
Maybe you should get some of those holograms, you know, that stuff is really happening. You see that one of the whale jumping out?
Something
like that.
That's like Project Bluebeam or something.
Something like that. But anyway, so who do you actually have coming to this? Because
so
I think people listening will really want to be there because this will be a major event in October in Irvine, California, portaltoascension.org. Yes.
So we have Jimmy Church coming. We have
Jimmy, who's a good guy.
Robert Peralta.
These are some of the MCs, including me.
So, okay, I'll say the MCs first. So Jimmy Church, Robert Peralta, Jonah Bolt, and then Alan, but Alan would also be speaking. And then Jordan, he's going to be MCing and speaking. Then we have
Jordan Maxwell?
Jordan Sather.
Oh.
And then we have, these are our guests, Deborah Giusti, Serena Taylor, Ruben Langdon, Ted Marr.
I mean, they're just coming to hang out? Will they be talking at all these other people?
Just hanging out.
Okay.
Supporting us. Oh, so we're going to have a media room. where we're going to have green screen set up so people can have their own interviews with our speakers. We're going to have a schedule where people can schedule the interviews with different people and state-of-the-art style. And we're also starting in January contacting Californian news agencies, online blogs, TV shows, every single month on the dot until they respond to us to tell them about this event so we can have their representation there too. So they can come. Because before, like in 2012, if you were trying to say, hey, I'm doing this Cosmic Reunion event, it's like, why would I cover this new agey thing? Mm-hmm. But now with everything that's happening, including the government saying stuff about Atlantis and the evolution of consciousness.
Are they saying that? The government said something about Atlantis?
On the Joe Rogan show with Tom DeLonge on there, when Joe Rogan said, who are these beings that you're talking about right now? Because he was talking about a specific race of beings. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I don't know, you might think I'm crazy. And he goes, okay, I'll just tell you anyway. Well, us and the department in the intelligence community and myself are under the impression that these beings are beings that were existed in Atlantis, and when Atlantis got destroyed, they went away, had a breakaway civilization, and became very advanced, and ever since then have been helping the evolution of our consciousness.
Really?
As a representative for the government, that's what he said.
Wow. I wouldn't say he's a representative for the government.
As a self-proclaimed representative, in the idea that he can't say something that they don't say because he'd probably be held accountable because those are his friends.
So you're saying this is coming from the government that these beings have been here since the time of – that's pretty out there.
Right. So it connected the UFO community to ancient civilizations to consciousness. Those are the three – and what is our event? Extraterrestrial awareness, the evolution of consciousness, and ancient civilizations.
Right. Wow.
That's what it's all about, man.
Wow. We should get Joe Rogan there, right?
Oh, would love to get Joe Rogan
there. I don't have a connection, but he's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so, okay. So we're going to have a media room where a lot of – individuals like yourself, if you want to interview people, you can do it.
Definitely.
But then I want to get like OC registered there, LA Times. And the way we can get them in is, hey, look at these articles New York Times just released.
Right.
We're going to be talking about this, going into depth about it.
Right. So you have a media wing, like an outreach publicity wing to Portal to Ascension.
Yeah.
You need to have like someone just do that stuff.
Right, exactly.
Okay, then as far as this other speakers.
All right, so going to the speakers. Now we have so Grant Cameron, and I can't say enough about him, and we have him as often as possible because he's just like such a great researcher.
Great researcher, great presenter, really intelligent, thorough, really goes through the detail. I mean, you'll find out stuff from Grant that, you know, someone who's been digging in this field for a long time can only know. I mean, so and I can't say enough great things about him either. So
okay, so then we have Shreya Fox, who's a good friend of mine, and she is the spiritual aspect of – she's one of the spiritual aspects of everything. With a lot of information on disclosure and on ancient civilizations, it can get very linear. So we have have the secular aspect too, where we have the spiritual nature where we can all take a deep breath.
Right,
and
the divine
ourselves.
Feminine as well. I know Shreya. Yeah, good person. Yeah, she used to do the raw food conferences in Sedona. So – and then who else?
We have good old Trisha McCannon.
Yes, Trisha's a great presenter, full of knowledge. Check out her books from Inner Tradition.
Yeah,
really
she just
brilliant.
Came out with a new book a few weeks ago.
What was that?
Oh, I forget the name. But check out her website.
I think that's about the angelic presence.
Yeah, it was something to do with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
then we have Graham Hancock.
Graham Hancock. Now, he is a major speaker. I mean, a lot of best. He's always on Ancient Aliens. What is he going to specifically be talking about at this conference? Did he tell you?
So right now I'm in the process of finalizing speakers. Next step is getting their descriptions.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly, but it's going to be new stuff. He just came out with a new book.
I don't know how you stay.
Or he's coming out with a new book.
I don't know how you stay on top of everything. It's like so
I don't know how to do it.
It's really a lot going on here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're being supported by the universe to make this happen.
Yeah. That's how it's got to happen. I guess that's how it's happening, right?
Wow. Like, do you ever ask why you've been sort of chosen? I mean,
well, I used to ask, and now I'm just like, I would like to know, but I don't know. I'm just having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, like, it's not like, why me? Why am I given this burden? It's more like, whoa, I don't have to work a 9-to-5.
Right. But you're always working.
Like, every now and then, I'm like at a store at like 1 o'clock on Wednesday, and I'm like, whoa, I'm not at work right now. Like, I can do whatever I want, whenever I want to, you know?
Right. But usually, if you're not 9-to-5, you're usually working more.
Yeah.
Because it's like always happening.
And I was in the beginning, but I found a very efficient way to do this. I can produce whole entire conferences within hours.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Wow. That is
we
so
have
good.
A list of venues. We have a list of local marketing teams. So I just have them on speed dial. I just call them up whenever I need to do something
great.
In town, and people are open to helping us out.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So this event, what are you calling this event in October?
Portal to Ascension Conference.
The Portal to Ascension Conference. First
exactly.
annual Portal to Ascension Conference.
Yeah.
And you also want to bring these to other cities.
Yeah.
You want to bring them to
East
Europe.
East Coast and then Europe, yeah.
Europe needs you.
Yeah,
really.
It would really.
And there's some great speakers in Europe,
Well, this is interesting because next year was my goal to start branching out of the West Coast and do live events.
Mm.
And before the year ended, I just did Kansas City 2 weeks ago.
Who'd you do in Kansas Michael City?
Michael Tellinger in Kansas City. And now we're doing Nassim Harriman in Austin. And both of them are in the Bible Belt. So it's even weirder, you know?
Yeah, right.
So it's like this is setting the precedence for next year. We're going to start going international for sure.
Great. So this, live conference. Who else you guys
So we have Teresa Yunaros, who
I just want to say Graham Hancock is just a really amazing
mm-hmm.
presenter. Ancient Civilizations is his specialty.
Yep.
Okay,
then we got Teresa Yunaros, who her name on YouTube and Facebook is Divine Frequency. She is also a blogger for Stillness in the Storm, which is a blog just like Collective Evolution, has similar amount of traffic. And
mm-hmm.
she's like basically a news anchor for True News.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and she's been doing really well in the last few years. She's been out. She's gone viral.
What's her name?
Teresa Yunaros.
Teresa Yunaros. Oh,
she's
going to
be at Conscious Life Expo. They got her down here.
Okay, great. I don't know her, but I'm interested in everything.
Next one is Jason Quitt. Are you familiar with him?
No. Is he a time traveler
guy? Yeah, he's a time traveler guy.
Did he really time travel?
From everything, he seems really legit.
Okay.
But it's like, I think he's part of, like, he was part of some government programs, and he did it through that. It's not like he came from a different time and now he's here or anything like that, right?
Right.
And
right,
he
right.
works with a lot of legitimate people, like John D'Souza from the FBI, and
mm-hmm.
him do a lot of stuff together.
Was John D'Souza an FBI guy? He's coming
yeah.
to this too, right? What's his claim to fame, John?
So he's an ex-FBI agent. He was called the X-Man when he was in the FBI because he dealt with all the X-Files. And
apparently, oh, he did.
Yeah.
John D'Souza.
Yeah.
I see.
And that's all verified and validated. Like,
so is he presenting at
Yeah, he's going to be there too.
And
so
then
Jason Quitt, Don D'Souza, Michaela Sheldon, and she does an Awakened and Power Expo in Detroit, and she's an intuitive channel, and she was on Jimmy Church's show recently, and I've been following her for years, but on that show is where I was like, oh, wow, she's legit. Like, I want to talk to her. So I spoke to her. She's going to be doing a workshop, not specifically channeling, but she's going to be doing a workshop at the event. Still need to get the details on what the workshop will be.
Wow.
And so all these people, even if the ones that you might not know, are all people that I've researched for a long time that are doing big things and have a good pull, too. Can
right,
really
definitely.
Bring a crowd.
Like Nassim Harameen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've been following Nassim for probably 10 years. I think he's really the cutting edge of science and spirituality. But
yeah.
he, you know, his whole idea of black hole theories and building black hole ships, I think, is revolutionary.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him about what he might be sharing in this conference yet?
No. After this event's over, when they verify that they're coming for sure, then I'm going to talk to them.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then who
else? Okay, then we got John D'Souza we spoke about, and we have Robert Schock.
Oh, yeah. Robert Schock was the guy who went with John Anthony West to Egypt to say that the Sphinx had water weathering that wasn't from just normal rain, but from floods, which happened in the Sahara, the Eastern Sahara, probably 10,000 years ago. So actually, he dated the Sphinx to be at least 10,000 years old.
Yeah.
And there's a whole documentary called The Mystery of the Sphinx that he plays a really important part
mm-hmm.
That friends of mine did. Bill Cody produced that with
mm-hmm.
with John Cheshire, and Charlton Heston narrated that for NBC. So it really
cool.
broke ground there. And Robert Schock now has a new theory about the Ice Age and the Flood.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
All the sinking of Atlantis, and he's a geologist, which makes him such a fine speaker. He's not just out there channeling something; he's like looking at the facts.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
So, yeah, I'd love to hear a discussion between him and Grant.
Yeah, Graham Hancock. Yeah.
Graham Hancock, yes, definitely.
So those two people I'm really excited about because history is my number one thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ancient history?
Yeah, ancient history. And, you know, I was bored from history for most of my life, even though I was intrigued on some level because I was raised in England when I was talking about Henry VIII and his wives and I was like into that stuff. You know? But then there was something missing. And then as soon as I realized the history that I was taught wasn't the real history, it was game over. I was like, wow. Like,
exactly.
So I've been into it really hardcore.
You ever go to Stonehenge? And,
yeah, just last year I went to Stonehenge.
Avebury Circle?
No, I didn't go there.
Yeah, Avebury. That's one of the oldest standing circles in
interesting.
In
I haven't even heard of it before.
Avebury. Yeah, look, at there's these standing stones that probably go back to the time of Atlantis because no one knows who built them knows how they got there. It's in Wiltshire.
Yeah.
You should go there. A lot of crop circles around the Avebury Circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that is just – we should do a tour there.
Yeah, yeah. So Avebury. That's the goal to go into is like we're doing our tours next year, which we didn't speak about yet. We're going to do the tours. And then 2019, we'll start doing some international tours like the south of France, you know, crop circle tours.
Great.
Yeah,
this is really exciting.
All right. So then we have so Justin Duchamps, he's the one that is the head of Stillness in the Storm, which Teresa Yanaros actually speaks on sometimes. And Justin Duchamps, he's just like Jordan Sather hooked me up with him. And I didn't even know who he was. I knew about his blog for 5 years, but I didn't even know who this guy was. And then I started checking out his events, seeing what kind of pull he has. He writes articles, gets thousands and thousands of views on there.
Right.
So we're going to join forces into really make this a big event. All right, then we got Ray Hernandez.
Oh, I love Ray Hernandez. He, along with Edgar Mitchell started the organization called FREE, which is, what does that stand for, FREE? Well, anyway, it's about UFO experiences, ET experiences. He's doing online surveys with thousands of people talking about their experiences. He's putting together this information. This is revolutionary.
Never before been done.
Ray had his own sighting. He was a lawyer. He was like a tax lawyer. And he wasn't into any of this. You know his story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then one day he saw these lights over his house, and he just couldn't believe what he was seeing and totally changed his life.
Yeah.
He has a fantastic story, and he's a great guy. He puts a lot of effort into making people aware that UFOs are a reality. So
yeah.
I'm glad
he's
coming.
Gonna be cool. And he's actually going to be doing a lot of things from now until October. So when he comes in October, it's going to be groundbreaking information. A lot of the surveys that he's doing are going to be completed. He's going to have a lot of stats for us that, for example, like the survey, one of his surveys of when you have experience with gray aliens, are they pleasant? Not even like on probing, like the different things to get the numbers of who is having negative experience, who's having positive experiences, what they're labeling it as, what kind of experiences are happening when you have reptilian experiences. And he's realizing, like, for example, the reptilian experience one, most of them are actually positive, but we label reptilians as negative. You know?
Interesting. Yeah. That is really interesting. So he's recategorizing the whole UFO experience. And he also said that most people, even though they may have been shocked and traumatized by their initial contact, are thankful that it actually happened.
Yeah,
I know that's true for me. I mean, it was quite intense having, you know, some kind of abduction contact experience. But overall, I think it opened me up to these new realities that I've been pursuing. So, you know, I can't say it was a total negative experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though it was pretty intense. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a planetary awakening we're coming into, and I think you're part of it. I mean, definitely Portal to Ascension is exactly what it's about.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else you got here?
So then we have Erica Lukes, who used to be the head of MUFON in Utah and somewhere else.
Right.
And now she's independent, and she used to do a lot of interviews, like people like Steve Bassett. And so I've been researching her, checking out her interviews. Mm-hmm. And I wanted some more feminine energy in this UFO community. So she's the one that I actually reached out to for all that.
Great. So you reached out to her. She said great.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, she jumped on board for
great.
Sure.
Great. Okay.
And then we have a good friend of mine, Joan of Angels, and she does angel workshops. So she's bringing the divine feminine angel essence.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Meg Benedicti, who is basically an ascension teacher. Everything she does is about exiting the matrix and ascending.
Really? I like Meg. I met her once.
She's cool.
Yeah, very nice. And then, so the themes that you're covering in this live conference will be UFOs, spirituality, ascension. Oh, you said health. What else?
So right now I'm still contemplating whether I'm going to have this individual, Frank Mondiosi, for sacred sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So, It all depends on the scheduling and how much space I have, you know?
Right, because I know you have a lot of people booked in there.
So, but basically, those are the main topics. And a lot of them just come into the evolution of consciousness, because even sacred sexuality is a part of evolving our consciousness.
Definitely.
You know?
So how do you see it happening? Like one speaker at a time, because most of these conferences is like, you know, it's like a circus. There's all these like things. So one speaker at a time. So everyone's coming. We'll listen to that one speaker.
Yeah.
And I think panel discussions are always great to have.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're trying to do, some panels.
Yeah, yeah. So save some time for that, because I think, you know, ancient civilization panel, ET panel, spiritual evolution panel are all really important to pull it all together.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like a post-conference you're talking about. I think a post-conference.
So I'm thinking a Monday post-conference where we can have standalone workshops for
what
some
day would
speakers.
That be? October?
That would be the 8th.
October 8th in 2018 post-conference at Portal to Ascension in Irvine.
Yeah, and we're going to basically from now until then, we're going to do everything and anything under the sun in order to like really pioneer and spearhead this disclosure movement and the rewriting of the history books. And it's going to be a reflection looking back at the year, really.
Wow.
In October, it's going to be like,
so we're rewriting history in 2018.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not only rewriting it, we're making it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's like the key, because I think, you know, things are changing. The density, the frequency of the earth plane is shifting, and we are definitely awakening to new realities and Portal to Ascension. I mean, really, in essence, what you're saying is we're ascending planetarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're ascending as a worldwide civilization.
Yeah.
And you're a big part of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we're all collectively getting to the point of being done suffering.
you know,
like you said yesterday, getting your last suffering, right? Like, well, I think we're all sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. So we have to do something about that.
Yeah. And now science and news and outlets that this mainstream people accept as truth are now validating what we've known as truth for a long time.
Right. We are rewriting history for sure.
Like, I know that I could sit down with someone who completely doesn't believe and give me 20 minutes in a computer and I'll show some things that that person's going to have to rethink the reality or just completely be blocked up to even knowing that that's
true.
You know, you
should do a presentation to, like, the mainstream. Like, we should hold a press conference.
That would be
mainstream,
cool.
Mainstream news. You go down and say, you give me 20 minutes and I'll show you what you guys I haven't been looking at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be great.
See, that's the kind of stuff we need to do.
Yeah,
right? Or change the game.
You're the guy who's could do it too, because you now have this overview of all these different things going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you know, like someone comes along and they said, you know, they've had these experiences. How do you know who to trust and who not to trust?
Well, I use intuition and discernment, right?
Right?
And then I have many conversations and I check out the videos.
Right.
And that's my due diligence, right? But then I have other people, like my wife gives me takes a look as well. So I have a lot of other people validate it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I don't really go into certain things because I don't know if I can prove it and I just don't resonate with it.
So someone might come along and say, I want to talk at your conference. And you say, well, let me check that out first. But most of these people have been around a long time that you have. And they really, it's time. I think the key now is to break out of our niche community. Like, you know, everyone listening to this radio show and all that, we're part of like a community already knows all the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already informed, but how do we break into the mainstream?
Yeah.
How do we get it? I mean, maybe it's happening with the New York Times and places like that, but still, how do we get the world to wake up.
Yeah. Well, a couple of projects that we're doing, because we also have a documentary leg of Portal to Ascension, is we're creating two documentaries. One is going to be where we go, or it's going to be like 100 people that we know, and I'm going to interview them for 3 minutes each and get them their awakening experiences. So 100 people from all walks of life, from a lawyer to a soccer mom to myself, talking about how they woke up to the same awareness, right?
Right.
And then another documentary where we're going to go on the road with all the CIA documents, all these documents that will prove this, the New York Times, we're going to go to random mainstream people and say, hey, do you believe in extraterrestrials? Get their answer response. They say yes, talk to them about it, say no, show them the evidence and gauge their responses and create a full feature documentary, put it on Amazon Prime with these regular people talking to us about ETs to kind of get, like, see if we can convince these people, you know?
Right. That's great.
So just a couple things like that. But ultimately, the reason Portal to Ascension exists is we're here to reach out to the linear-minded people so that we can appease the linear mind so they can go into the heart. And through that is why we have presentations, because we have a lot of information. So the more information that we put out there, the more people will resonate with us, I feel.
Wow, that is a beautiful vision. I didn't realize you went that deep and you went that into the heart of spirituality. So it really is about a spiritual awakening to happen.
I mean, that's how I started. This was all about just pure ascension, you know?
What was your awakening? How'd you realize that there was more here?
Well, in 2001, when I went to college, I started questioning my own religion because I was raised Hindu, right?
Right.
And when I started doing that, I started doing some research because I was raised Hindu, but I was an atheist Hindu because I did the traditions and everything, but I didn't believe in anything.
You did. Right?
Yeah. So then in 2001, I started researching some of this stuff, like vibration, frequency, came across the Sumerian scriptures, started realizing some things in the tablets with wormholes
the
and
the Sumerian Bibles. Scripture that, what's his name?
Zacharias.
That was your first, like,
that was
key.
My first in yeah and then I was like looking at the Anunnaki and all that stuff, but the main thing that got to me was the whole stuff about quantum physics and their connection and the serpent and how that represented science and wisdom, and then how that connected to Hinduism about vibration, frequency, yoga, meditations, all connected. So I started questioning, like, wait a second, is this based on science? And then as soon as in 2001, when I realized that Hinduism was based on science, that brought me back to the religion, not in a dogmatic way, but in a way where I was like, whoa, this is where everything comes from. So from that moment onwards, I started delving deeper and deeper into everything esoteric. I went deep into the conspiracies of the Illuminati, swine flu's going to take us out for like 4 years.
Right.
And then in 2008, I met my soul family when I lost my job as a financial advisor. And
Who was your soul family?
Well, these people, not all of them are I'm still connected with, but they were the ones that actually helped me get to the next level. So Arzu, my wife, I met then. She was part of it. It was an open mic. We were spoken word poets and comics. Comics and poets, and we'd all go to this open mic, and we all became best friends, and would write poetry, and I would be doing my poetries on extraterrestrials and ancient civilizations. So we would talk about my stuff afterwards. And then they would start coming to my events, and then we just all started sharing more and more, and we became like – they're the people that made me realize that it's all about the heart, because I was really lost in the conspiracies even though I knew it was a spiritual connection.
Wow.
And I knew there was something missing, and then because of them, I realized the missing link was love.
Great. Beautiful.
Yeah. So in 2008, everything's been about love ever since then.
And I'll talk about Portal to Ascension, how you started that. But can you just, like, do you mind sharing, like, one of your poems?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, here, you don't have to say that. Go ahead.
Okay, please. Yeah. So are we one yet? Going back to source. No remorse when we reinforce the course that we all endorse. Unconditional love. The highest vibration, a gift from above. Desolation of separation, we must be the ones to say this is enough. The third dimension was meant to be tough. There is no captivity, so unlock the cuffs. Move away from hate and begin to trust. No more anger or lust. A thought shifts the earth's crust into a straight axis, just like in Atlantis. Stop causing damage and learn to manage self-realization. When people start to vanish when we change our intentions and join the like-minded souls in the fifth dimension, this is the beginning of our oversoul mission. What is it that you envision? The Christ consciousness has arisen. Tear the perception of being in a prison. This industrial system, slumber of opposites, duality where we get lost and forget how to circumvent and achieve liberation. The curiosity won't last for long at all as we move to the aquatic age, break free from the third dimensional cage of limitations, Freemasons being misplaced in this illusionary reality. Governing authorities, there will be no more war. Co-create a love ambassador, open the doors. Life isn't supposed to be a chore. No getting on your knees worshiping entities from the floor. The message is simple, man, we don't need to know anymore. We are the ones that we've been waiting for.
Wow, that is excellent.
Thank you.
Actually, I can almost hear like music, like somebody singing that.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great. Maybe you have another career ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my goal is to make Portal Ascension, have somebody run it so I can do music full time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to create a chakra album with a hip-hop album for all the chakras. That's my
great intention. Do you have like songs for all the chakras?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or poems?
Mm-hmm.
But just how did you come up with the name Portal to Ascension?
Like, okay, so... when I first came up with the group in like 2006, it was called 2012 Consciousness, Mind Evolution, and Presence.
This was the first one.
Yeah. And it was like just so people would come and share information. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people started joining. I started learning more from these people. Mm-hmm. And then I changed it to 2012 Consciousness, Evolution, and Presence because I had a download that it's not about the mind.
Right.
And then I changed it to Cosmic Consciousness. And then one day I had a dream, and a word popped into my head in 2008 saying Portal to Ascension.
That just came to you.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And the next day I texted a couple of my friends, like, what do you think about Portal to Ascension? Like, yeah, it's awesome. And then I submitted a thing to Facebook because you can't change a fan page without them submitting it. And they approved it, and then Portal to Ascension.
I mean, you're right. That's how I found out about you. Portal to Ascension has a huge following on Facebook. Look it up on Facebook, and you'll see all the upcoming events. And this is very exciting. You got your mission set for you right ahead in this year and then the next 20, 30 years until we actually – all enter that portal of ascension.
I used to say, like, when I first started, I'm like, we will keep doing events until you don't have to use the word unconditional before the word love anymore.
That's, you know, that's funny.
When love is just love, man.
Yeah, that is so good. Wow. Yeah. Well, I could see you're on fire with all this passion. Well, I thank you for doing everything you're doing.
Thanks,
it makes all our jobs easier. It makes our vibration, frequency leap to the next level and makes like the planet a better place. Mm-hmm. So you're doing the work you came here to do. And I appreciate it. Everyone listening appreciates it. All the people you're bringing together and all these webinars and these live events, totally appreciate the like-minded community that you're building with Portal to Ascension. It's really valuable. So thank you so much for being part of this, adding your enthusiasm to making the world a better place, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to Neil Gore, portaltoascension.org. Look for the upcoming events in January 20th and then all throughout the year. And then in October 2018 for the live event where we should have about 500 people. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing some of the emceeing along with some of the major speakers in this movement, Nassim Haramein, Grant Cameron, Graham Hancock, major, major players. And I think we're going to have more disclosure as the year goes mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
How can people reach you directly? Is there a way to
email? Portaltoascension.org, make contact.
Make contact?
Yeah, that's the page, make contact page.
Oh, so if you go to make contact, they'll be able to reach you.
Yep.
Maybe someone has some idea, like, let's go over to, like, you know, Canada.
Event
there.
So what we need right now, and what I'm saying in all the interviews, is we need a team, because by the end of next year, we're going to be a full-on organization with the customer service department, a venue department.
Wow.
That's the goal. So I'm hiring 3 people next month, and so right now, if this is what you want to do full time and you want to start interning and talking to us about it, you can reach out to us now.
If you want to make a difference in this world, join Portal to Ascension. This is a paid position, right?
Yeah. Well, it will start out with interning and
okay.
then it would go into a paid position, yes.
This is great. Yeah. Neil needs people to really bring this to a bigger level, wider stage. And this organization is just growing because you basically started from nothing and now everyone in the consciousness movement knows who you are.
Yeah. And we're 100% self-funded. Every event just pays for the next one. So we don't have any alternate agendas except for the agenda of
You're not like building a Fortune 1. Of course you should be compensated for your hard work, but it's not like you're greedy and just like making all that money. You're doing it to like promote the cause. Wow, you're like starting a revolution.
Yeah, I feel so.
That is great. I'm so happy you joined me here
today.
Can we end with another poem?
Yeah.
But before we do that, I just want to say, this is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com, or my YouTube, youtube.com/newrealities. And of course, here on BBS Radio, I've been talking to Neil Gore, Portal to Ascension. Look for the upcoming events. They are events you need to be a part of if you're raising the frequency of this planet. So I'm going to end with this. Another beautiful poem by Neil Gore.
So this one's called The Ascension. The road goes on for generations. The travelers would disperse their light amongst all the willingly incarnated souls. But what of the ones who didn't know? Amnesia of the internal endowment to reserve a place in the fifth dimension for themselves. The ego took control in a better life they shall never know. I welcome you, dark one, into the lap of luxury followed by pain and woes. We all sold our souls to the devil. But the devil exists not. Negative energy we dub as evil creates the demons of whom we are fearful. Take the D from the demon, put it in front of the word evil, and now you have a personified devil. Our thoughts and experiences creates this creature, only exists in the mind. Our desires and wants creates this full feature ego that keeps our lower selves from reaching the divine. Intellect, love, and a perfect understanding we will have with one another. I welcome you, my brother, my sister, my lover, to become one, to help me become one, before reality tears me from duality and back in the ether's imagination. You see, I'm the ghost of life's past. Generations have descended to gain these experiences, and I pray the human situation is critical, mind analytical, won't let me forget the fall of angels and demons in this third-dimensional world. Is this planet yours? May I hide amongst lost souls, hide out for a bit, drink some liquor, smoke some weed, and step outside for a cigarette? Yeah, sure, man, here's a social security card, you may live. Reincarnated to a kid to live and give back to the society you in, I'm locked in borders, but through the ashes comes a horde of abstract thought. Who is not a ghost, a spirit, but just is, an enlightened individual. Equality minus the elitist political goal, the cynical flow through pain and woes and shamanistic pagan rituals, we will resurrect the Messiah in all of us. It's time to trust our brothers and sisters. Unity of mind, consciousness, awareness on the rise, the yin-yang intertwined, spit words from the chakra points in my spine, relentless but I still find inner peace, help slow down the pace of my corrupted mind, chemtrails, aspartame, fluoride, kept my awareness fried, getting drunk and high, about the constant question of why am I really here? But now I know is to help humanity steer into the right direction. For every single one of you, I feel affection. We're in the same situation. So erase the awkward moments, trying to walk around and get that bonus. Remember the Adronis will be one of the group of interdimensional beings in the near future through mass landings will help us souls really breathe. So raise your frequency if this is what you want to see. And don't try to break free from the shackles of captivity that we formed in our own mentality because you and I, we are and we've always been free. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Neil. Really, really great. I mean, it's amazing you can remember all that.
Yeah, I know.
No, but it flows out of you. They're sort of like mantras to awaken the soul.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great. I appreciate your work and connecting with you and being a part of this. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think it's adding to the frequency. And,
yeah, man.
And you're doing it selflessly. You know, it's not about you,
yeah.
Which is always, like, really refreshing.
Yeah.
I've been talking to Neil Gore, portaltoascension.org. Look for the upcoming webinars and live events and series and then trips, excursions. It really covers it all. If you're awakening to any sort of higher consciousness, this is something you really want to be a part of. Thanks for listening tonight and good night. This program has been sponsored by Portal to Ascension, portaltoascension.org. Check out all the upcoming events. This has been New Realities with Alan Steinfeld. If you want to go to my website, check out newrealities.com. Also subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/newrealities, where all my latest video interviews are posted. If you want to reach me directly, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And if you want to help Neil Gore and his GoFundMe campaign, just go to GoFundMe, look up Neil Gore, it's G-A-U-R. Thanks for listening tonight, and we'll see you in about 2 weeks. Here is Duke Williams and Masters of Light.
Masters of Light. Is the Cold War really over? We're the universal soldier into the night. The world is getting older. In Roswell when they crash, the time warped this fast. Was it a real atomic blast? Masters of Light come through the night. Masters of Light living in television. Masters of Light doing long division. Masters of Light, the world waits your decision. Control us from above. Is history.
just duck and cover.